Breitbart Business Digest, The World Runs on America's Consumption. By John Carney on September 2, 2025. The Real Economics of Tariffs, Why America Holds All the Cards. The debate over tariffs is often frustrating because it so seldomly touches on reality instead of whiteboard economics of the ivory tower. Critics focus on textbook theories about comparative advantage and free trade efficiency, but they ignore the fundamental reality of how global trade actually works today. For decades, the U.S. has played a peculiar role in the global economy. We consume what the rest of the world produces. That is not a neutral or natural arrangement. It's the result of policy choices, ours and theirs. And tariffs are finally forcing the world to reckon with this unsustainable imbalance. The Great Consumption Pyramid Scheme. Many governments around the world have built their economies around what might be called consumption deficit strategies. They want their countries to produce more than they consume. That may sound virtuous, even disciplined, but it requires running persistent trade surpluses, which means someone else has to be willing to run trade deficits. Someone has to consume more than they produce. That someone, for decades, has been us. While our elites distracted themselves with theories of comparative advantage, much of the world was crafting mercantilist policy, currency suppression, subsidies, state-directed investment, with a single goal, export surpluses. They don't want an efficient global economy. They want to maximize domestic production, even if it comes at the cost of global inefficiency. Their factories hum only because our economy keeps buying. This has turned global trade into something more like a pyramid scheme. As long as the United States keeps expanding its consumption relative to production, by borrowing, printing, or offshoring, we make room for the rest of the world to chase their surpluses. But if we pull back, the whole structure wobbles. The efficiency myth exposed. This arrangement reveals something that trade orthodoxy refuses to acknowledge. The current global allocation of production isn't actually efficient. It doesn't reflect genuine comparative advantage, where countries specialize in what they do best relative to others. Instead, it reflects deliberate policy choices aimed at gaming the system. Countries pursue mercantilist policies not because they're naturally better at producing certain goods, but because they want to maintain consumption deficits while America absorbs their excess production. The result is a global economy where production patterns serve political and strategic goals rather than economic efficiency. We've been financing everyone else's strategy of underconsumption. Enter tariffs, disrupting the game. Now consider what happens when the United States imposes tariffs on imports. Suddenly, the countries running consumption deficits face a stark choice. They can either abandon their mercantilist strategies and increase domestic consumption to match their production, or they can accept lower prices for their exports to maintain market access. There is a third option, but it isn't one they want. Allow economic output to fall so that production no longer outstrips consumption. None of those choices is particularly appealing to export-dependent economies. The third option, allowing output to fall, is basically calling for an intentional, policy-induced economic depression. Boosting domestic consumption means abandoning years of economic policy aimed at suppressing wages and internal demand. The alternative, accepting lower export prices to offset tariff costs, amounts to a wealth transfer from foreign producers to the U.S. Treasury and American consumers. Whatever the choice, tariffs force these countries to confront their own internal imbalances. If they want to stand up to America, they'll have to stop suppressing their own domestic consumption. They'll have to raise wages, reduce savings gluts, and shift toward serving their own populations, rather than relying on America to do it for them. The dog that didn't bark, why no coalition emerged. One of the most telling aspects of recent tariff disputes is what didn't happen. No significant coalition emerged to oppose American trade actions by offering alternative markets for displaced exports. Europe, China, Japan, even Canada, all complained, filed WTO cases, but didn't retaliate in any serious way. Why? Because they're addicted to U.S. consumption, and they have no good alternative. China didn't step up to absorb European surpluses. Europe didn't increase imports from Asia to compensate for American tariffs. Japan and Canada didn't dramatically boost their consumption to provide new markets for global exporters. This reveals the fundamental dependency at the heart of the global trading system. Despite all the rhetoric about American protectionism and trade wars, no other major economy was willing or able to replace the United States as the world's consumer of last resort. They can't. America, for better or worse, is the linchpin of global demand. The real power dynamic. This dependency gives the United States enormous leverage that our policy establishment has been too timid to use. Countries that have built their economic models around exporting to America find themselves with limited options when faced with tariffs. They can complain and threaten, but they cannot easily replicate the scale and openness of the American consumer market. Tariffs function as monetary and industrial policy by other means. They force a renegotiation of the global economic order, one in which the United States no longer subsidizes the production surpluses of its rivals. Or, more realistically, one in which the U.S. subsidy for foreign overproduction shrinks significantly. By making it more expensive to sell into the U.S. market, tariffs push exporting nations to do what they should have been doing all along: give up dreams of inefficient manufacturing dominance, allow their own populations to consume more, pay their workers better, and raise their own internal demand. If you want access to American consumers, don't treat them like suckers. Textbook efficiency matters less than whether tariffs serve American interests in a world where trade patterns reflect deliberate strategies to exploit our consumption rather than natural comparative advantage. Given the consumption dependency of our trading partners, they clearly do. We've spent decades enabling a global pyramid scheme that enriches our rivals at our expense. Tariffs finally demand the shared responsibility that should have existed all along, and signal that America will no longer subsidize the world's addiction to our consumption.